Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between 7th to 30th of next month. The counting for all five states will take place on 3rd December. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for these five states. In Mizoram, the polling will be held on 7th November and the notification will be issued on 13th of this month. Chhattisgarh will go to polls in two phases on 7th and 17th of November, and notification will be issued on 13th of this month for the first phase and on 21st of this month for the second phase. In Madhya Pradesh, the voting will take place on 17th November and notification will be issued on 21st October, while Rajasthan will go to polls on 23rd November, for which notification will be issued on 30th November, October. The voting for the Telangana Assembly will be held on 30th November, while notification will be issued on the 3rd November. Briefing media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said polls in these five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. He assured that the commission will ensure free, fair and inducement-free elections in these five states. He also said that ECI has laid special emphasis on ensuring a healthy, pure and inclusive electoral roll. Mr. Kumar added that there are 679 assembly seats in these five states and 16 crore electors. Around 60 lakh first-time voters will participate in these polls. The Chief Election Commissioner said that there will be 17,734 model polling stations in these states. A total of 621 polling stations will be managed by PWD staff. He also said assured minimum facilities will be available in all polling stations. He said people can report any kind of electoral malpractice to the Election Commission through C-Vigil app, adding that there will be a response in 100 minutes for every complaint. The CEC informed that over 940 interstate border check posts will be set up in five states to check any cross-border movement of illicit cash, liquor, freebies and drugs. Mr. Kumar said an election seizure management system is being introduced for five assembly polls for enhancing oversight for inducement-free elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan held wide-ranging talks in New Delhi today. The two leaders reviewed various facets of bilateral ties and discussed ways to further deepen the close and historic ties between the two countries. Both sides also held delegation-level talks. A wide range of areas of bilateral cooperation was in the agenda, including trade and investment, defense and maritime security, development partnership, higher education and people-to-people ties. Addressing the joint press meet after the talks, Mr. Modi said today is a historic day for India-Tanzania ties as the age-old friendship has been elevated to a strategic partnership. He said Tanzania is India's closest development partner in Africa. Mr. Modi said India and Tanzania are important partners for mutual trade and investment, and both sides are working on an agreement to increase trade in local currencies. Mr. Modi said India and Tanzania have agreed on a five-year roadmap in the field of defense. Through this, new dimensions will be added in areas like military training, maritime cooperation, capacity building and defense industry. He also expressed happiness that Tanzania has decided to join the Global Biofuels Alliance launched by India at the G20 summit. He also said that Tanzania's decision to join the International Big Cat Alliance will enable in strengthening global efforts for the conservation of big cats. The Prime Minister highlighted that India has made significant contributions to Tanzania's skill development and capacity building through ICT centers, vocational training, defense training, ITEC and ICCA scholarships. He said India has tried to bring positive changes in the lives of Tanzanian people by working together in important areas like water supply, agriculture, health and education. The Prime Minister stated that India and Tanzania are unanimous that terrorism is the most serious security threat to humanity. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.